listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are continuing our conversation in the Set Apart to Serve series. Today, we get to talk with young adults who served as young adult representatives at the Higher Things conferences this summer for Set Apart to Serve. We'll learn more about what they're studying and what they hope to do when they complete their studies. And so we'll continue that conversation in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, two young adult representatives for Set Apart to Serve, serving at Higher Things conferences this summer, Brianna Pike. Brianna, welcome.
Hi, good to see you guys. Meet you.
Thanks for being here. And Josh Reeder, also young adult representative serving at Higher Things this summer. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's talk about how you got involved as a young adult representative. To be a young adult representative generally means that you are in a church work program at one of the Concordia universities. Brianna, tell us about the program you're in and where you're studying.
Yeah, so I'm currently going into my junior year at Concordia University, Nebraska. I'm in a dual major program. It's under the DCE program, so I'm working towards my Director of Christian Education major. I'm also, my second major is education, so getting my Lutheran teacher's diploma. So that's really exciting, and I get to do both of those there. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's kind of how I got the
Fantastic.
Role.
That's awesome. Josh, what about you? Which Concordia are you attending, and what are you studying?
Yeah, so I'm going into my second year in the pre-seminary program at Concordia Irvine.
Fantastic. So let's talk about why you were interested in serving in this capacity with Higher Things. Josh, how did you learn about this, and why was this interesting for you?
Well, my first Higher Things experience was last summer. I went as a chaperone with a group from my church, and so I really wanted to be involved again this summer. And a few weeks before the end of school, we got an email through the whole church work program at Irvine asking for Concordia students to volunteer to be young adult representatives for Set Apart to Serve. And so I jumped on the opportunity, and thankfully I was able to.
Before that, what had you heard about Set Apart to Serve? Did you know anything about Set Apart to Serve before serving in this role?
Yeah, so they've done a good job making themselves known. I think Pastor Bennett came out also last spring to Irvine and talked to us all for a bit. So Set Apart to Serve is familiar and sort of well known to me.
Great. What do you, as a pre-seminary student, what makes up the pre-seminary program? What are some of the components of that program that prepare you to go on to seminary?
So at Irvine, the pre-seminary program it's only a minor, not a major, unlike some of the other Concordias. But the primary components are the different required classes. So the languages, Greek and Hebrew especially, and then there's some other church work specific programs, classes like church history and doctrine and confessions and that sort of thing. But they tend to like it to be a minor so that the pre-seminary students also go out and pick another major that's not, you know, you can choose whatever major you like.
And what is your major?
So my major is technically a theology major, which is kind of boring, but I chose it because of how much it overlaps with the pre-seminary program minor. I get to choose a bunch of electives that way.
I don't know if theology is boring. I think that's
theology. No, theology is definitely cool, but yeah.
That's awesome. Brianna, what about you? How did you learn about this opportunity to serve as a young adult representative at Higher Things?
Yeah, mine was a similar experience. We got an email from the Dean of Education, and she sends emails to all of the Concordia church work students. And I was like, you know, that sounds like fun. I'll think about it. Thought about it for a few days, prayed about it. Saw a flyer on a table, and all of a sudden I was like printing the application. I was like, well, here we go. Might as well, right? It'll be a fun experience. So that's kind of how that started. I had gone to a few Higher Things before too, so I really knew what the experience was like, and I wanted to share about church work with a lot of other students, especially being a DCE. I mean, I didn't know what a DCE was when I went to Higher Things. So it's really good to share that with other people not even counting all the other church work program. So good to share about those experiences.
And what had you known about Set Apart to Serve before you served in this capacity?
Yeah, I knew a little bit. My church is one of the spearhead churches for the Michigan district. So my pastor and I had long conversations about how we're implementing that in our church. Dr. Bannock also came to Concordia, Nebraska, and we talked about everyone being a church work recruiter. So I had learned a lot about that in that capacity as well.
So what did you get to do as a young adult representative at the conferences? Did you have very specific duties? Did you have one task and did you do it well? What did you get to do at the conferences, Brianna?
Well, we did a few things. We got to go around and just kind of be a figurehead for people so they could come ask us questions. We had a table specifically for Set Apart to Serve that we were giving information, not just to youth too, but also to adults who were leading youth and need to know this. A lot of people are uninformed about this, so it's really cool to get to talk to them, but also just having regular conversations with people, getting to build relationship. Everything builds off of making relationships with people, having meaningful conversations, getting to know them. So it was cool to get to know a lot of youth, especially from the Wisconsin area, Midwest region. Also all over the place, and tell them about how they can become a church worker and, I mean, further the kingdom of God and spread Jesus all over. So that was really exciting. And other than that, we also got to introduce ourselves in front of the main stage. That was a cool experience. I feel like I'm definitely missing something. Oh, yeah. We got to lead our own sectional, too. So that was really exciting to talk about the church work programs, have a little bit of a Q&A with people who are really interested and wanted to learn more about Set Apart to Serve, as well as just being a student, going into church work, what that's like, living in that reality.
Josh, tell us about some of the duties that you had. So Brianna served at the conference at Concordia University, Wisconsin. You served at the conference at Portland this summer. What were some of your duties at that conference?
That's right. So in Portland, we pretty much, the two Higher Things conferences had already happened before. And so this was the third conference. We had the same roles. We also had our main duty was to sit at the table, the little Set Apart to Serve booth in the exhibitors hall. And so we spent most of our time sitting there. We also got to introduce ourselves during at the beginning of the second plenary session, and also had our own breakout session where we got to sort of tell our stories.
What was that like, meeting people and being able to share your experiences? Tell us about some of the conversations that you were able to have with the youth and the adults at your respective conferences, Josh.
Yeah, it was wonderful having people come and stop by the booth, because there were all kinds of, interactions. So some youth just walked up and straight up told us that they're interested in church work. And some of them already knew, you know, which Concordia they were going to go to. And there were two Concordia tables sitting across the hall too. So we pointed some students over there to go talk to them about their specific programs. And then there were some who were too timid to come up on their own. So their parents or chaperones were, forced them to come over and said, here, talk to these people, which was cool too.
What about you?
Yeah, similar experiences, just getting to talk to people who are either interested already and kind of like furthering the discussion about that, saying, well, here are the places you can go do that. If you want to be a deaconess, or if you want to go into director of Christian outreach, that was one that I remember talking about a little bit, was just telling people what the director of Christian outreach is and where you can go do that. So that was kind of cool. I also just remember having this really cool experience where I was just chatting with people about what they wanted to do, and they didn't want to go into church work. In the end, we ended up praying with them. James, who was with me, we both ended up praying with them about their future. And that was really, it was a really cool experience, because, for me, it's hard to just say, let's pray about that in the moment. But it was a good experience. So if I could go back and do it again, I would do that with all the students that came up, especially ones that came to talk about church work, because that's why we were there. So there were a lot of good conversations about where to go for even seminaries. People would ask us questions about that. Less me, more James, because he was pre-sem. But it was really exciting to talk about those experiences other people are having and thoughts and questions. So
that you reminded me that there is quite a long list of church work programs and church work opportunities as well. Josh, were you familiar with that long list of the church work programs that are available, or did you learn about some of the church work programs while serving in this position?
Well, I think most people were familiar with the most common five or so, but then the list has some that I've never had any personal experience with. So there was definitely some familiarizing myself with those beforehand. Yeah, particularly like the director of Christian outreach and director of family life ministries and those sort of things I wasn't super familiar with before the conference.
So how did you learn more about those? Who did you have a chance to talk with to learn more about those programs, like director of Christian outreach or director of family life ministry?
Well, thankfully, Set Apart to Serve put together this wonderful pamphlet that they had us pass out and at the booth that gives a nice, concise description of each of the programs and where, you know, you can go to study to become each of those vocations, to enter each of those vocations. And so it pretty much clearly puts it what each vocation is, which was the main help for me.
We're talking with young adult representatives for Set Apart to Serve, who served at Higher Things Conference this summer. And we'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're talking with young adult representatives who served at the Higher Things conferences this summer, representing Set Apart to Serve, engaging students and attendees in the conference in conversations about serving as church workers in the future and what that formation looks like. What did you learn through this experience serving as a young adult representative at the Higher Things conferences? What are some of the things that you gain from serving in this? And how do you think that will help serve you as a future church worker as well? Brianna?
Well, first of all, I learned that there are so many more things that still need to be done. This is an ongoing process, and there's so many more opportunities that we have. So we have a national youth gathering coming up in about a year. So I know I was talking with Glenn Rollins, who is working with James and I in Wisconsin, and we were talking about what we could do to work there, how we can get into other programs in our synod where youth are. So I know there's like a Christ Academy, there's all the Higher Things that are going to be going on next summer. There are loads of other like middle school district gatherings that are going to be going on. So there's lots of opportunities for us to be places, and not just with youth, but with adults as well. I won't name all of those, but so there's lots of opportunities where I'm excited to see what happens in the future with Set Apart to Serve and how we continue to be there, whether I'm involved personally or whether I just get to see it play out, which is also really exciting. Well, also personally for me, I learned how, like, someday when I'm working in a church to talk with youth about being a church worker, because that's a hard conversation to have because it doesn't come to everyone's mind right away. And so just making that more of a regular conversation rather than like, oh, yeah, I never thought about having it be an option, church work as a career rather than just a second.
Josh, what about you? What did you learn through this experience?
Well, one of the wonderful things about a conference like Higher Things is that you're surrounded by the whole community that comes. So not only the youth that are there primarily, but also their leaders and their pastors and parents. And for me, it was humbling to be a part of that community, you know, just getting to talk to people at the booth. There were many pastors that came up and other church workers that came up and thanked us for being there and for, you know, encouraging us to continue down our paths, which I was really thankful for.
What did you learn about recruitment? How did this experience shape how you think about church worker recruitment now, Josh?
Well, it definitely is conversational and more personal than sometimes the big programs can make it seem, because it's not, you know, it's not some giant impersonal organization that we're joining. It's the church, which is, you know, individual Christians all called together. And so I think the personal relationships and the conversations that we can have are very important.
So having had this opportunity to serve as a young adult representative, gained some skills, learned more about church work programs across the board, what does this year ahead look like for you as you return to your respective institutions? Josh going back to Concordia University Irvine, Brianna going back to Concordia University in Nebraska. Josh, what does this semester look like for you? What's on the plate for you as a student, as a pre-seminary student?
Well, for me, I'm excited because I'm starting Greek this fall. And so that's two semesters long. This entire year, I'll be learning the Greek language, and that's exciting. I'm also taking church history and Christian doctrine and confessions, where we'll be examining the Book of Concord.
Sounds like a great year ahead, studying God's word in Koine Greek and studying the theology and history. Sounds like a fantastic year. How do you think what you've experienced this summer is going to shape what you do this year at school, or how you perceive what you do this year at school?
Well, it definitely takes it out of the classroom a bit. I'll be able to, you know, think back to all the things I did this summer, and you can, I mean, even already get a sense for how these things are practically used, and it's not just, you know, only useful in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Brianna, how about for you? What does this semester, this school year look like for you? What's on the plate for this academic year?
I'm going to be in a lot of immersive classes. So I'm doing intro to counseling, doing confirmation implementation and planning. There we go. Also middle level philosophy. So I'm learning a lot about youth this year. I know next semester after that, I'll be learning about youth ministry. So there's a lot of exciting stuff that I hope to be learning about the brain of a youth and how to work with them. So that's exciting.
That is very exciting. I'm sure there's a lot there to learn too.
Yeah.
How did your experiences serving at Higher Things, how is that going to shape how you approach your next year in school?
Yeah. Honestly, I think it just continues to push me to help others go into recruitment. So I am constantly around other church workers, so encouraging them to look in their communities and recruit other youth, but also look in my community and all the people around me in my church and say, hey, have you ever thought about this? Just continue building those relationships and asking the question. So
yeah, how has this informed how you talk about church work with your own peers? I mean, if you have peers that are already in church work programs, but also ones that aren't, how have these conversations that you've been able to have with youth and adults helped you with conversations just with your own peers, Brianna?
Well, I think I have more of an understanding how hard it is to be somebody to just say, hey, have you thought about this? Because I usually wouldn't have a tough time, but when you have someone on the other side who's staring at you blankly, like, what are you talking about? That's kind of what it was when you're at the conference and people are just walking past you, you know, you've been there. So I have more of an understanding of people just kind of being like, oh, this is weird. And just embracing the awkward. You just have to be like, okay, this is like a seriously cool thing. Like, we have an opportunity here to talk about church work in an exciting way, share the opportunities with other young people. And so I think I just have to be really excited about, to say it bluntly, and just share that enthusiasm with other people.
How about for you, Josh? How has this helped you in terms of engaging a conversation with your peers about church work and what that looks like?
Well, Set Apart to Serve has done a great job putting the practical details of next steps on how to enter each program. I think part of the reason why they wanted us there at the Higher Things conferences is to have a real human there to talk with, because the practical details are very important, but I think what is bigger for a lot of people are the, you know, the emotional responses and the sort of intimidation or nervousness that people have when they think of entering a church work vocation. I know for me, when I was considering joining the pre-sem program, I was at first not confident about that decision at all. And so having people, friends to talk to about that was very helpful for me. And they encouraged me through the process of thinking this through. And so I now would like to do that with other people to encourage them and, you know, let other people know that those feelings are normal and it's not, you know, you don't have to have a perfectly solid mind already.
Yeah. Yeah. I know when you have to talk about what you're doing and your own ideas and your own interests to other people, sometimes that helps solidify things in your own mind. And both of you as church work students having to talk about what it means to be a church work student, how did those conversations shape or form or influence how you think about your own vocational path and the path that you're already on, Josh?
Well, I think, like you said, it does sort of clear up in your own mind when you're talking to someone else about it. And so for me, it's only made me all the more confident about my vocation or preparing for my vocation as a pastor, because you do kind of take a step out of yourself for a minute when you're talking with someone else, and then to reapply that back to myself is refreshing.
Brianna, what about you?
Yeah, I would say the same thing, kind of just having those conversations and reflecting back on those conversations just affirms that this is what God has called me to, and this is how I want to serve him in the church and everyone around me.
Well, thank you both for serving as young adult representatives this summer for Set Apart to Serve, helping engage participants at Higher Things conferences, whether it's youth or adults, in conversations about church work and what that can look like for them in the future. I pray that this semester is a good semester for you, that everything goes well as you guys return to your classes. Thanks for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. Been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.